Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Experience mo na ba to? Na kumikita ka every month or every year. At the end of the year, ito yung tanong mo, saan napunta ang kinita ko? Kung yan ang question mo, in today's podcast, I will be sharing with you all you need to know about budgeting. An important tool that can really help you to reach your financial goals and improve your financial life. If you're interested, you got yourself a treat.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan, and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, also known as your pambansang wealth coach. Kamusta na po kayo? Sana naman ay nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan, and I hope nasamahan niyo ako in less than 20 to 30 minutes of our podcast episode today. And we are going to talk about and discuss about one of the most important thing about finance is budgeting. Alam niyo mga friendship, when it comes to budgeting, it's really inevitable necessity for every single person, whether you are at 65, at 55, 45, 25, even at 15 years old. In order for you to be financially secure, each and every adult has to establish a budget that's really sustainable for your own personal situation. Unfortunately, majority of the people don't budget properly and end up, anong ending? Lubog sa utang, and then they live in financial stress. And the first thing that you should do in order for you to start is by asking yourself critical questions and crucial questions. And ito yung parang na-realize ko in my years of counseling, coaching, training other people. Ito yung mga hindi natatanong. So, ito na pong gagawin natin. It's just like you right now in this episode hiring me as your personal financial coach. And I want you to get a piece of paper and a ball pen and answer the following questions. Okay? Para tayo nagko-coaching session. So, make the most out of this. Number one, why do you want to start with a budget? That's the first question that you should ask yourself. Diba? Bakit? Oo. Naniniwala ako, no? Kasi if you know the why part in life, the how part will take care of itself. Kung alam mo yung bakit, yung papaano, napakadali. Bakit ba gusto natin yumaman? Kasi nga, gusto kong yumaman. Bakit mo gusto yumaman? Kasi gusto kong makaprovide sa family. Bakit gusto mong magprovide sa family? Kasi naman ayaw ko nakikitang nahihirapan yung pamilya ko, yung anak ko, yung mga magulang ko. So, nakikita nyo yung motivation. So, the reason why it's not about money that you want, it's about helping your family and to make them to become more financially stable. So, nakikita nyo na dapat may hugot ka eh. So, you got to also know your why, the reason behind the desire of making a budget plan. So, you might be wondering, why should I start a budget? Alam mo, the simple answer is very simple, is actually very glaring, no? It will just help you to keep track of your finances. Money coming in should be written down and money going out should be written down. Kailangan nakasulat. Kasi simple lang naman ang konsepto ng budgeting. Budgeting is a written plan on how to manage your money. Kasi kung hindi, alam mo, at the end of the year, parati nga, tatanungin mo sarili mo, nasaan napunta ang pera ko? So if you ask me, ano ba talaga yung mga practical reasons why you should learn how to budget? Number one, para malaman mo nga kung saan pumupunta ang pera mo. That's number one. Number two, para malaman mo rin kung magkano ang dapat mong iipon to be able to save the money. And then you need to, once you start saving, my challenge to you is make sure that you do it specifically. Alam mo yung specific amount. Number three, third reason why you need to learn how to budget is to be able to plan for your future. Di ba kailangan naka-segment yung pera mo, naka-allocate yung pera mo. Alam mo, ang reality about our income is this. Our income is limited but our expenses are unlimited. Agree? Kaya kailangan po bawat piso minuwian yan. Kung hindi, naku, masisira ang budget mo. And also, another reason why you and I should learn how to budget is to be prepared for emergencies. And emergency is not a matter of if it's a matter of when. And last but not the least, I do believe also the reason why you need to learn how to budget is to stay out of debt para hindi ka mag-mismanage, hindi ka lumubog sa utang at pumasok sa utang, and also to be able to pay off debt. O kung may utang ka. And to also meet other financial goals like buying a house, buying a car, your dream, ano, to work at the same time, your, ano, whatever you aspire for. So, I can go on for a lot of reasons kung bakit nyo kailangan mag-budget. So, that's the first question. Ask yourself why. The next question that you need to ask yourself in budgeting is this what. So, what are your financial goals? So, that's the second question that needs to be answered. It is important to remember that your financial goals are different from everyone else. It's different from your parents. It's different from your relatives, from your siblings. Pero minsan nga, ang nangyayari niyan, ito yung po nangyayari ha, ang financial goals ng magulang ay nagiging financial goal ng anak. Ang pangarap ng magulang minsan nagiging pangarap ng anak na hindi naman gusto ng anak, na pinilit lang ng magulang. Diba? Like for example, eh gusto ko magkabahay kasi yung parents. Eh yung parents, tapos yun, pinasa na. Diba? O may mga iba, huwag din financial goals. Yung mga ano, career goals. Gusto maging doktor, frustrated na doktor. Pero yung anak, gusto niya maging doktor. Diba? So, importante na kailangan tanungin yung sarili mo na ano ba yung savings goal mo para sa'yo. And then, when you talk about goals, there are three types of goals. The short, the medium, and the long term. Diba? Ano ba yung short term na gusto mo maabot? Probably short term, mga 1 to 5 years ang pinag-usapan natin. Medium term, 6 to 20. Long term, 21 and above. So, sulat nyo kung ano bang gusto nyo. That's the second one. Okay? And I hope you're still taking down notes, my friend. And let's go to the third reason. Third reason, kung bakit ka nagbabudget, ask yourself, what is your income and expenses? Para ma-manage mo talaga. Kailangan, alam mo naman, simple lang yung concept about budgeting. Money coming in should be greater than the money that is going out. Ang perang pumapasok ay dapat masigit pa sa perang lumalabas. Kaya kailangan po, malaman po natin kung magkano talagang nagagastos po natin, magkano po naiipon po natin. Because they both contribute to your bottom line or what we call as net worth. Yung income and expense, they both impact the ability for us to save money and to invest in our future. Ang kagandahan din po dito kung na-manage nyo yung properly at yun nga, money coming in is greater than the money that's going out, you'll be able to help you set your goals at the same time stick to them and be able to hit them as early as possible. So kung makikita mo talaga, napakadami talagang advantages kung alam mo talaga yung tinatawag nating simple cash flow. And the next, okay, in order for us to be able to set a proper budget, I also suggest na you must do what we call as a financial cleanse. Kung sa health naman wise, meron tayong tinatawag na master cleanse, no? Yung maglalagay ka ng paprika, maglalagay apple cider vinegar, tapos maglalagay ka pa, ginagawa namin yan once a year. So I do believe in order for you to be able to budget and manage your money properly, you need to also do a financial cleanse. To make sure that you are on track, to make sure that you are honest with your finances, to evaluate again, where are you right now currently at your finances? Ang paniniwala ko talaga, this is your first step towards achieving your financial goals if you are honest with yourself kung ano ba talaga ang problema mo pagdating sa pera. Like for example, ang kulang mo is disiplina. So maybe you are overspending. That's the reason why nagkakaroon talaga tayo ng problema. So it's very important for us to understand, no, your financial baggage in life so that you can be able to start with a clean slate. So right now, let's move on to the next. No, ano pang kailangan natin gawin pag tayo nagbabudget? I highly recommend that you eliminate unnecessary expenses. So it's very important for us to understand when you should stop spending on the unimportant things in your life. Alam mo, pag na-realize po natin yan, no, parang masyashock ka na lang talaga. Masyashock ka? Ha? Ganong kalaki ang ginagastos ko? Like for example, magbigay tayo ng simple idea, eating out. Once we eat out, let's say gagastos tayo sample lang ng 500 pesos per eat out, no, with you or with your family, it all depends. Mababa pa yun, ha? If you do that once a week, that's times 4 weeks on every Sunday, that's 2,000 naman times 12 months, diba? That's around 24,000 pesos in a year na unnecessary expense na pwede ka naman kumain sa loob ng bahay, diba? So if you want to treat yourself out, just probably calculate it once or twice a month. Pag yung mong twice a month, the 1,000 naman times 12, that's 12,000. Dati ang gastos mo 24, pero ngayon ang gastos mo na lang ay 12. So, how much were you able to save? Di ba nakasave ka ng 12,000 pesos? Ang laki niyan, ha? So, kung makikita mo talaga yung pag binibilang po natin pa one time, maliit siya. Pero pagka binilang po natin talaga ng on an annual basis, napakalaki niya. Once you have done that already, eliminate all of your unnecessary expenses, I want you to create and start listing down your real expenses. Create a budget that is all-inclusive. When you say all-inclusive, kasama na po lahat yung mga income mo, di ba? Yung mga hassles mo, sources of income, dapat nakalista. And then dapat nakalista down to the last detail ng lahat ng gastusin mo rin when it comes to your personal and family expenses. Alam mo, if you do your budgeting based on estimate, more or less, I'm spending 20 to 25,000 a month. If you just calculate and you can never show me an exact figure, you must add an additional 50 to 100%. So, kunyari sinamit 20K ka a month. No, you're not spending 20, you're spending 30 to 40,000 a month. That's the reason why no wonder na nagtataka ka, di ba, ang sweldo mo 25,000, spending mo 20, pero kapos ka pa rin. Kasi hindi mo sinililista. That is the reason why budgeting, writing down your budget is very important. Let's move on. As part of your budgeting, please also include about your retirement savings when creating a budget. I hope that you don't only put yung monthly expense mo for entertainment, transportation, pero kailangan isipin din natin ang ating long term. Your old self will thank your young self if you prioritize your retirement. I've started my retirement plan when I was at 20s. Yes, 20-year-old pa lang ako. Meron akong retirement fund na tinatabi kahit maliit. Having a retirement fund set up is just like saying to yourself that you are changing and making a decision to think long-term instead of short-term. Kasi pagka iniisip mo lang talaga yung short-term, magkakaroon ka talaga ng YOLO mentality. Magkakaroon ka ng tinatawag na I deserve a break mentality. Diba? Siyempre naman, dapat i-reward ko yung sarili ko. Walang problema sa reward. Pero mag-iwan ka naman para sa future mo. Diba? So, isama mo na yun. And last but not the least, my friends, no, I will highly recommend set aside also for emergency, okay, emergency fund as part of your budget. I will never fail to remind people at least 6 months to 12 months right now. 6 months to 12 months of your monthly expense na regular, tubig, kuryente, upa, lahat na kailangan po na ikatabi na. Why? Just in case you lose your job, your income slows down, diba? You have 6 to 12 months that you can live on that will be stress-free. So, these are the following questions that I would like you to consider to think about it and then to write in, down your answers. If you're able to write down all of this answer, this is already a good start, no? In terms of managing your finances. But for some people who might say, Chinky, I really want to know more about budgeting. I really need a money management system that can really help me. Well, timing, I already created my own money management system that I've been using for years. It's called the Chink Positive Money Kit. If any one of you is interested, you can also use that tool. It's a money guide that I use for savings, budgeting, getting out of debt, and investment. Super cool yung money kit na yun. If any one of you is interested to know more about it, please Instagram message me. Do Instagram message me. DM nyo ako sa under Chinkitan and type the word money kit. Type the word money kit and I will send you a link so that you can get more information about the tool. And FYI, I'm also offering a promo to everyone who's going to avail of my money kit. If you avail of my money kit, I will also give you a gift. Ano yung gift na ibibigay ko? 14 of my best-selling books are also included in the package of the money kit. Yes. Lahat ng best-selling books ko, value siguro ng best-selling books ko, over 4,000 pesos. So, if you avail of it, you can get it for free. Yes! So, Instagram me, DM me, para malaman nyo kung paano. Uy, maraming salamat mga friendships. Sana naman na-enlighten naman kayo sa area naman ng budgeting. Okay? As I always say, my friendship, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always, check positive. Bye!
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always, Chink Positive!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.